everybody. This is Christy. I am the Intimate Warrior. I thank you so much for stopping by. And as always, I send you love. I'm going to really try my hardest to get this video to you today. I've been trying to work and get my thoughts together here for, it's been a while this here this afternoon. So tomorrow we are going to be experiencing a new moon in Aries. The sun is already in Aries. So I want you to think about this. The sun and moon are in the same sign. Now, when you're visualizing this, it creates an eclipse. You can only have an eclipse, a solar eclipse, in a new moon. And that's exactly what we have. So the sun deals with solar light. The moon deals with lunar light, masculine, feminine. But we are at a higher level here through our ascension process. Yet, if you are just beginning, you are receiving this amount of light, lessons, love, energy, whatever it is you're comfortable with calling it, pertaining to where you are currently at the level that you are currently at. Aries deals with, it is a lamb, it is, or a ram, and it has horns. The ram's horns. This works with the lateral ventricles of the brain. So if you have sun and moon united, you have the hemispheres of the brain syncing up. In order for that to take place, you have to have the lateral ventricles completely filled with the cerebral spinal fluid, the slang of the lamb. But in order for this actual connection to really come together, there's also another ram's horn within the brain, the hippocampus, if that's however you pronounce it. That links us up with, oh my gosh, I had all of this figured out. So just please bear with me. Now, let me just erase what I just said there at the last. I'm going to, with the hippocampus. Don't stop listening, but let's just leave the hippocampus out because I will eventually get to it. So I've been talking about what Orion with the three wise men. We're going to now hook things up because we have been in Aries season and we're working with the three aspects of the law of three, more specifically of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I mentioned within that video that they're following the star. The three wise men were following the star and they were all three of those were perfecting the star elements within of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit within and creating their own inner light, seeing their own inner illumination, which we all know that, I specified that the three wise men also hook up with Orion's belt. And we hear so much about Orion, and, you know, when we keep looking outside of us, we miss what's actually taking place within us. Orion's belt also links us up within the three chambers of the secret chamber of the heart. This is where the heart, again, must bloom per the permanent seed Adam and create our solar light for us to be able to witness our own solar light for it to rise into the crown. And so I've been trying to link up everything that I have been given kind of through my own inner guidance here. And now it's finally making sense for me, or I've had the time to do this. Aries works with the head, but a portion of the head. Now, even though we have the ram's horns, and this is the slang of the lamb, let me go in. And it says in Revelation 5, 6, "And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all of earth." Now, the seven spirits, or the seven, what did I just say there? Oh gosh, please forgive me. Having seven horns and seven eyes. I told you, I am all over the place today, or trying to link those things up. It works with the seven sensory cranial nerves within the brain. So I'm not going to list all of those, but that's what the seven eyes work with. And of course, we all know that seven is highly significant. We not only have the seven chakras, we have the law of seven that we work with. Now, in order for the ventricles of the brain must be in complete balance. The hippocampus, of course, is a part of the left and the right portion of the hemispheres of the brain. So we've got Orion's belt. Now we have the thalamus. The thalamus is actually what? It is the light of the body. It is the eye. But it works with, and it also coordinates with, the sign of Aries. You're going to hear a lot about the pineal gland being a part of Aries. You know, it doesn't matter. The pineal gland also is a highly significant, we know, illumination process, but the tomb, okay? The tomb is what we are talking about. The fornix now becomes the straight is the crossing and narrow is the way that leads to it. This is also, that takes you to, this is the outer portion of the tomb, which if you look at the tomb of Tutankhamun or King Tut, I guess it's the same one, I'm not really sure, is also another name that he uses is Amun. So Amun sounds very familiar or similar to Amen, right? We say that at the end of a prayer usually, and that's why I said I was going to make this connection here with the hippocampus as well. And so now in Revelation 3:14, it says, "And unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans write these things, saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God." So there's Amen again. Laodiceus is the pineal gland. It deals with the church of which it works with the pineal gland. I think I hit pause there, so please excuse me instead of trying to get to my next page. So it's actually the four amen that, which is an arch, which connects the hemispheres of the brain. It's in, found in the center of the brain is the fornix, which is the vaulted tomb, and it is the arched structure in the body which connects the left and right hemispheres of the brain. Now, the fornix is the place where Christ consciousness awakens within as the hemispheres actually connect. This is the triangular area of white matter of the brain between the hippocampus and the hypothalamus. One is responsible for memories and motivation, and the other responsible for automatic responses. So Amun Ra, excuse me, also has ram's horns and often is depicted as a ram, of course, with a disc over its head, and sometimes even a hawk with ram's horns. And so this is associated with the hippocampus, as I just mentioned, which is a major connection to the lateral ventricles of the brain, the fornix. All of this, of course, also links together. Every single thing within the brain unites one another. Excuse me. A moon Ra is associated with Jupiter, who is the father of day, or the father of all, anyway. And he is often shown with horns upon his head, which is also deals with Zeus, or works with Zeus, who also carries the lightning bolt. All the lightning is a representation of the light of the Ein Sof, that flash of light that creates all things. And I can keep going and making up all of this connection here. And also, so when we were dealing here, I mentioned Jupiter, which is also Zeus, which also in Latin turns into Io Peter. And it's written in the Bible that Christ said, "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." And so in the Latin term for Peter, because all this is linking up and making unification, the I-O in Peter stands for the positive masculine of force, and then the feminine forces that have been united. And Ptah, or Peter, if you will, also Jupiter, it means related to parents. So you have the divine androgynous form of masculine and feminine that have been unified, and parents. That is the father, mother, God, as one united source. And Jupiter is the above spirit that emanates downward. In Christianity, Jupiter is known as the Holy Spirit, which polarizes both masculine and feminine aspects. The Holy Spirit descends, of course, which is the giver of light and life. Therefore, what is it in relationship to Zeus? The lightning bolt also, or the light of the Ein Sof. And Peter being standing on the rock is also what works with the philosophical stone, which is created within the womb and also rises into the central canal of the brain, also known as the Cave of Brahma or King Solomon's Temple, whatever it is that you want to call, illuminating the eye. And so I am not really quite well today, as you can tell, my inability to actually communicate properly here. Lots of it is being integrated within me, lots of emotions, I guess, clarity, lots of brain expansion as a result of all of this that I am experiencing. Lots of beautiful things are taking place. And so I hope you guys understand the concept of all of it and what it means in relationship to what you are going through. If you are not understanding your experiences, then keep going, and in time, everything will make sense. This is Christy. Much love, health, and healing your way. I am bringing purpose to your life. Take care.